Chapter 3. Crash Dynamics. Section 3.1. Effect of Speed on Force of Impact. Your car performs as a result of natural laws and energy of motion working together. When you drive a 3,000-pound car at higher speeds, these forces are much greater. You may have a hard time maintaining control at highway speeds or in unusual situations requiring you to make an emergency stop. To maintain control of your car, you must understand the effects of these forces. By staying alert and ready to act, you can apply what you know and reduce possible conflicts. To better understand crash dynamics, what happens in a crash, we need to look at what is called the laws of motion, as discovered by Sir Isaac Newton, generally recognized as the father of mechanics. Newton's first law. Every body at rest tends to remain at rest, while every body in motion tends to remain in motion, unless it is acted upon by unbalanced external force. This law is describing the concept of inertia, with which we are all familiar. If you are riding in a car at some speed and have to stop suddenly, or maybe strike in another object, it is inertia of your body that tends to resist the stopping and you feel yourself slide forward against your seat belt. You do wear your seat belts, right? Newton's second law. Newton's second law may be stated like this: the acceleration of any body is directly proportional to the force acting on the body, while it is inversely proportional to the mass of the body. The energy an object has as it moves is called kinetic energy, or sometimes known as energy of motion. The faster your car moves, the more kinetic energy it has. Kinetic energy is the force that a car carries, and in a crash must be absorbed by the car. New cars crumple upon impact and absorb kinetic energy. Kinetic energy increases dramatically as weight and speed increases. If your speed triples, you would need 9 times the distance to stop. Once you understand kinetic energy, you can adjust to the traffic situations ahead of time. Now you can see how important it is to always reduce your speed in an emergency situation. Every time you cut your speed in half, you can cut your kinetic energy by 4 times. Newton's third law, 5-pound weight on a table. The third law has to do with the relationship between acting and reacting forces. Stated another way, for every force exerted on a body by another, there is equal but opposite force reacting on the first body by the second. For every action, there is an equal but opposite reaction. If there is a 5-pound weight sitting on a table, then the weight pushes down on the table with a force of 5 pounds. Similarly, the table pushes up on the weight with a force of 5 pounds. A simple dynamic example of this law of motion is a whirligig lawn sprinkler. The water leaving the arms of the sprinkler exerts a force on the arms of the sprinkler, which make them rotate. Although friction is not considered as one of the laws of motion, it is important to understand it as it relates to crashes in traffic. We have a love-hate relation with friction. If you are driving your car and have to stop quickly, you want as much friction as possible. However, to get maximum mileage from your car, you want less friction. One definition of friction is the resisting force that has to be overcome when one body moves in contact with another body. One thing we need to understand is the force of friction between two objects sliding together is dependent on the material of the two objects sliding. An example of this is a tire sliding on the road. We all understand the more friction we have, the sooner we get stopped. Wet roads have less friction than dry roads, so it will take you longer to stop on wet roads and further to stop on icy roads.